Welcome to this presentation introducing SQL Server 2012 Reporting Services Improvements. My name is Peter Myers. I'm a SQL Server MVP and a mentor with SolidQ. So in this presentation, we're going to introduce what is new in reporting services and specifically focus on data alerts and SharePoint integration. We'll also introduce SQL Azure reporting and describe developer opportunities. Reporting services in SQL Server 2012 has been upgraded with new features and capabilities. So PowerView is perhaps the most prominent and perhaps the most exciting feature delivered in reporting services in this release. Note that PowerView is dedicated for discussion in the following presentation. There's increased productivity with user-defined data alerts, improved performance and administration with the SharePoint integration scenario, and the two renderers for Office, Excel and Word, have been updated to the OpenOffice XML format. So the Excel renderer will now deliver an XLSX file, and the Word renderer will deliver a docx file. Finally, the designers have been upgraded to work in SQL Server data tools. So data alerts can be defined on report feeds. In SQL Server 2008 R2, a new rendering format being the Atom renderer was delivered. And so essentially this capability is exploited by this new feature supported in reporting services in SharePoint integrated mode that allows data alerts to be configured, and where data conditions have been met, notifications in the form of email can be sent. So this is focusing on the business user defining these. So intuitive alert rules can be based on AND and OR conditions. Scheduling settings can allow scheduling right down to the minute. And advanced settings can configure the validity of the alert. When does it start? When does it finish? And should it continue to notify you if results change? You then configure email addresses, subject, and description. Be aware that data alerts can only be based on reports that use data sources with stored credentials. Alerts can be managed by both users and administrators. They can view, status, edit, delete, and run alerts. And this feature is available in reporting services in SharePoint integrated mode and is available in SharePoint Foundation or above. What we see in this screen then is the new data alert window. On the left-hand side, the drop-down list that we see here allows us to select a different feed from the report. And it actually runs the report and shows us the feed data here on the left. On the right, we can provide a name for the data alert. We can configure a rule. For example, the profit must be less than zero in order for a notification to take place. Scheduling is configured here. It's presently for once a day. And then the email settings for notification are configured beneath this. So the demonstration actually shows this in good detail. It creates a shared data source using stored credentials. It uploads a report that will then use that shared data source, and then we configure a data alert. At first, there is no alert that needs to be notified because the profit value is actually meeting expectation. We then go ahead and rig the data and change the profit value, and then rerun the alert to see that an email has in fact been sent. I'd encourage you to watch this demonstration in a separate recording. The next topic is SharePoint integrated mode. Reporting services in SQL Server 2012 is now configured and monitored like other SharePoint shared applications. So when you're working in native mode, there's no change. Be aware of that. In SQL Server 2012, native mode is what it was in prior versions. However, SharePoint integrated mode now acts as a service application. So what that means is for the SharePoint IT management, it's actually much easier for them to manage because it's like any other service application. Excel services, performance point services, reporting services. All configuration is now simplified and easier. You use central admin or PowerShell. And it leverages SharePoint's inbuilt scale capabilities to scale across the servers within the farm. Now be aware that there was always a concern that SharePoint integrated mode was slower than native mode, and in fact it was true because of the communications, the security checks across boundaries from SharePoint out to the report server meant it delayed the response. Now the great news is it's all contained within the SharePoint farm now, and you can expect to get almost equal performance to what you would get in native mode. So if you ever had the consideration to work in SharePoint integrated mode but you were concerned about performance, this is no longer a concern in SQL Server 2012. So when reporting services is integrated with SharePoint, file types are understood, so report data sources, report definitions. It then surfaces context menus to manage reports, configure alerts, and so on. And a new content type is installed for the BISM connection file that allows us to define a connection to a tabular BI semantic model, either a PowerPivot workbook that has been published to SharePoint or a tabular database hosted on a tabular mode instance of Analysys Services. So the BISM connection file allows us to create this that points to our model, and then users can use this to go ahead as and use it as a data source or launch PowerView. In this final topic on SQL Azure reporting, we like to introduce this upcoming capability. It's not technically part of SQL Server 2012 release, but it is due for release not long after the SQL Server 12 release. All right, so essentially this is the ability to go ahead and have a hosted platform as a service reporting services in the cloud. You can continue to build reports using Report Designer, you can deploy them direct to the cloud and the report server, and then you may embed these reports using Visual Studio's Report Viewer Control. Okay, so use familiar technologies, Report Designer, RDL, Report Items and Visualizations, Report Server Web Service and URL Access, and the Report Viewer Control. There are some things you need to be aware of. Only SQL authentication is supported, and the admin user is configured during provisioning. The admin user has all rights on the instance, and you provision users using the portal or the web service. You're then responsible for configuring roles and user access and granting permissions to folders and reports. Now, differences in comparison to on-premise reporting services is that you want to focus on logical versus physical administration. The report catalog and temporary databases are automatically provisioned for you. Use the Windows Azure Management Portal instead of Report Manager. SSL is required for connectivity, and you may only report from SQL Azure data sources. Note that there are some unsupported features like Report Builder, subscriptions, schedules and caching, custom extensions, report models, and external images. So what are the developer opportunities here? You can optimize reports for self-service data alert creation by restricting the output of data elements not suitable for data alert usage. So be aware that when you create reports, by default, data regions will emit a data feed. You can turn these off, you can rename them, you can turn off parts or elements of the feeds. So it's probably useful if you know that data alerts will be created from them to provide friendly names for the output of these data elements. Developers can also consider provisioning SQL Azure reporting and deploy reports based on SQL Azure data, and embed SQL Azure reporting reports into their solutions by using the Report Viewer Control. So in summary, the new visual design experience with PowerView, we didn't focus on it here, but we'll explore it in good detail in the following presentation. Reporting services also includes increased productivity with user-defined data alerts, and increased performance and improved administration within SharePoint when configuring SharePoint integrated mode. There are new OpenOffice XML renderers for both Excel and Word, and use familiar tools and designers to produce reporting services based on resources in the cloud. From a resources point of view, we have TechEd recordings about what's new in SQL Server codename Denali, which we now understand is 2012. There's the Reporting Services team blog, a great TechNet article on data alerts and their architecture, books online for SQL Server about reporting services, and MSDN has a great introduction to SQL Azure reporting as a preview. There is a hands-on lab that accompanies this presentation, exploring data alerts with SQL Server 2012 reporting services. Thanks very much for watching this presentation.